Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
As we discuss the mark of a Christian in this content, we need to look at a modern, booming industry, marketing. Have you considered specific marks of your business, career, organization, or even your lifestyle? Think with me about some examples of marks. A logo, a saying or jingle, even a color. For example, the color brown is trademarked by UPS. Did you know the background color orange is trademarked by Hershey's for their Reese's peanut butter cups? What about a red circle with a red dot inside it, like a Target? That's right, the mark, the logo of Target stores. Or consider the Olympic logo, five intersecting colored rings, blue, black, red, yellow, green. Then there's that one-liner from the 1980s commercial, "Where's the beef?" So what do you think of? Wendy's restaurants, right? What about the cute jingle, "I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener"? Guess what that was for? Yup, it was the mark for Oscar Mayer hot dogs. Considering all these examples of marks, what's the mark of a Christian? I've heard a strong case that it's love. Actually, that's a very reasonable conclusion, considering Jesus lived a life of love and showed the Father's heart overflows with love. However, I wouldn't want to limit the mark of a Christian to only love. Acts 11, verse 26c says, "The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch." What were these disciples known for? What does God define as the mark of a Christian? Well, certainly love, as already mentioned. But there's more. For example, these first century believers had courage, tenacity, conviction. Additionally, they were truthful and bold. Yet they overflowed with kindness, care for others, and devotion to God. Whenever possible, they submitted to the powers over them, as Jesus taught. Still, they also stood up against the establishment whenever it contradicted God's principles. In fact, many of these early Christians became martyrs when given the choice to either conform to cultural or political standards or die. Most of them chose death. So we still need to identify, what is the mark of a Christian? To explore this, we need to visit the ideas of connection, commission, and character. Let's start with connection. What is your connection? Where do you get your power, strength, vision, and guidance? Jesus teaches it's critical to be connected. Subsequently, he's referring to original design. Since he's the creator, he is a good source on connection. Incidentally, here's what Jesus says. "I am the vine. God is the gardener. And guess who the branches are? Yes, you and me." In fact, all true followers of Jesus. But there are some interesting points in this vine passage from John 15, 1 through 8. Naturally, branches bear fruit. Isn't that what you hope for when you plant a garden? You want fruit, whether flowers, vegetables, or lavish ornamental plant growth. Fruit is important to Jesus. He says, "By their fruit you will know them." In essence, fruit is the measure of a true Jesus follower, or not. So it's important in any garden. Here are qualities that mark healthy branches. They are pruned to bear more fruit. This can be uncomfortable, sometimes painful, but it keeps them healthy. Plus, if branches don't bear fruit, they are cut away by the gardener and burned. So those are some thoughts right now on connection. Let's go on to commission. Jesus continually declares he has a commission from God. In other words, a life purpose. The Gospel of John continually documents Jesus only says and does what Father tells him to. Jesus also proclaims he loves Father and Father loves him deeply. Interestingly, Jesus talks about love in another passage, John 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. So love is the motive. Connection to God is the power, and commission proves purpose. Consequently, Jesus' life models love for God and others, connection to God, and fulfilling God's commission in three ways. First, his very life purpose. Second, as an example of how to know God. And third, answering his call to action to represent God. It's interesting to remember this passage also declares these defining marks of Jesus' followers. So, like Jesus, you should love God and others, be connected to God, and fulfill God's commission in three ways. First, your life purpose. Second, as an example. And third, answering your call to action to represent God. So, we've talked about connection and commission and woven them together. Now we're moving on to character. John 14, verse 9b says, "The person who has seen me has seen the Father." Jesus claims he has God's very character and nature. So, he also says, "Then be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Matthew 5, verse 48. Apparently, that's what you and I are supposed to do as well. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Character matters. Whether it's family, friends, churches, political leaders, educational instructors. Character is critical to be a person of integrity. Romans 5, verses 3 and 4 says, "We also rejoice in sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance, character, and character, hope." The news is this: in a broken world where there's suffering and disappointment, if you connect to God, there's that connect word, and if you follow his commission for your life, commission word, you gain the three qualities mentioned in this scripture: endurance, character, and hope. Notice, character builds directly into hope. And everyone needs hope. Character marks you just like a logo, a jingle, or a color. Character matters. Well, how does fail and fall mark you? Those two words, to fail and to fall. What if you fail? What if you fall? This reminds me of a DC Talk song, "What If I Stumble?" And here are some of the repeating lyrics. What if I stumble? And what if I fall? What if I lose my step and I make fools of us all? Will the love continue when my walk becomes a crawl? What if I stumble? And what if I fall? Those are good questions, don't you think? Subsequently, we should all ask them, Obviously, your life affects others just as others' lives affect yours. Failing and falling are real. There's a man in Scripture who failed. In fact, he fell significantly. Even so, God says of him, "I have found in David a man after my heart who will do all my will." Acts 13, verse 22b. That is quite a compliment. David's failings and falls were serious. So why is David considered a man after God's own heart? David does the following things. First, he agrees with God when he's held accountable and confesses his sins. Second, with great remorse and sincere repentance, he tells God he is sincerely sorry. Third, knowing he doesn't deserve grace and mercy, he accepts forgiveness and reconnects with God. Fourth, he gets up forgiven and runs his race with God again. And fifth, David bears fruit that pleases God. In other words, David has the right mark on his life. So what about you? Where are you in all this? What is your mark? Do you live with connection, with commission, and with character? Most important of all, do you live with God's love in your heart? When you fail or fall, do you sincerely follow those five steps David followed? And here they are again. Number one, agree with God and confess your wrong. Two, conduct yourself with remorse and repentance. Three, understand you don't deserve grace and mercy, yet accept forgiveness and reconnect with God. Four, get up forgiven to run your race with God again. And five, work going forward to bear fruit that pleases God. What is your mark as a Christian? Do you have a credible jingle or one-liner over your conduct? Are you known to have a healthy color? Of course, love is at the top of a list as the mark of a Christian, but right up there should be a strong connection to God, plus a commission to accomplish your life purpose, and a strong character like Jesus. So it's love, connection, commission, and character, all for God's glory in a broken world. And your motive? Love for God, love for others. But specifically, love for God, that deep reverence, worship of God, enjoying the undeserved right to be God's child and friend. These altogether are the mark of a Christian, and here they are again. The combination of your mark should be love, connection, commission, character. So is your song, your jingle, the old hymn, "Nothing But the Blood of Jesus"? What about a one-liner? Maybe, "I am bought at a price, so I honor God with my entire life." 1 Corinthians 6:20. Would people color you holy? Here are some application thoughts and questions. Incidentally, questions from this content provide a good review plus a way to evaluate whether you bear the mark of a Christian. So here we go. Number one, as a Christian, what is your mark? Number two, is your connection to God for power, strength, vision, and guidance? Three, would others say you have a credible life commission based on how you live? Four, list some words that represent your character. Would others who know you agree with your list? 5. What is your life purpose? 6. Are you a trustworthy example that points to the nature of God? 7. In what ways are you carrying out God's call to action for His purposes? And 8. If you were indicted for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? I couldn't find the origin of that quote, but I think it's pretty powerful. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.